one more given to Krishna Lila, another more tended to us in Vadiv Lila, another having tendency to act to be accommodated in both these places. In Krishna Lila also, some attracted towards Radharani's camp, some to Krishna's camp, and some were holding middle position. So this sort of division we find in the which is necessary for Lila by Yoga Maya. So in the higher or the highest plane, two kinds of pastimes we find, Krishna Lila and Gaur Lila, of same value. One transaction within a limited camp, and another where is transaction, how that can be distributed to the two others. Valuation of which is to be distributed, which is being treated, that is of one same habit. Ecstasy of sweetness or love or beauty of same level, but two camps, some within themselves and some with a plan to give it to others. Same thing. Some are more given to this lila, some more given to that lila. In Gaur Lila also we find Sir Narahari Sarkar and his followers. They are more given to Krishna Lila than Gaur Lila. And in Gaur Lila also find others who are more inclined towards Gaur Lila than Krishna Lila. This is by the law of that. By the Supreme Will, Lila. Radha Pandit is holding the heaven here in Gaur Lila. So everything belongs to him. Still he has as if he is dispossessed. Gauranga has taken everything. Dedicated, exhaustively dedicated to Gaur Lila. In this way. So, Kaviraj Goswami says, Tār samo keho nāi. Tīni kriho lakṣmī rūpa, Tār samo keho nāi. He represents the main potency of Gauranga. No one to be compared with him. This is the utterance statement of Kaviraj Goswami. Find about Balaji. Gaura Prima Maya Pandit Balala. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has got his own position in general, but from the consideration of the disciples. Prabhupada has seen him, seen Radharani in him. A relative vision. Prabhupada told once that Radharani represents full play of Ashtanayika. Eight classes of Nayika, heroine characteristic. That is perfectly represented in Radharani we see. In other places we find partial representation, but full in Radharani. 8-9 तक। और गुरु महाराज टोल्ड दैट आई लुक एट माई गुरुदेव गुणमंजरी एज मंजरी ही हैज गॉट सम पार्शियल रिप्रेजेंटेशन बट इफ आई लुक विथ अ डीपर अटेम्प्ट आई फाइंड ही आइडेंटिफाई टू दी राधारानी अष्टनायिका फुल 8 classes of display in the service of Krishna to be found there. That too much way that he was. If I look at him with my head little more erected, then I can find that he is one with love. Ajajyam maam vijaniya. With more attention to this sastric root, and try to find out, then Radharani comes to take the place there in my guru position, in the position of my guru Lingi. So in that way, he has seen in general Bhakti Vinod Thakur as the fullest representation of the cult of Sri Gauranga, preached by Sri Gauranga. That is expressed in his poem. Sarup Damodar, he has, he saw Sarup Damodar in Gaur Kishor and Gadadhar in Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Gadadhar din dhari paiyacho gauru hari. He has written in one place, he has accepted your day of disappearance, identifying with Gadadhar. Another place in Chaitanya Charitamrita's finishing poem he has written. But here, in Navadvip Dham, the eternal pastimes is going on continuously. Only those that have got that deep vision, they can mark it, trace it. Adakao Gauru Krishna Jari. Sri Gauru Ichchai Dui Mahima Vikam. It is very difficult to trace the sweet will of Sri Gauranga. So if we can lift ourselves to that level, we can find that always they are doing their service here in Navadvip, sometimes suppressed, sometimes over the surface. Sri Gauri Ichchai Dui Mahima Vikam Prabhu Aprajita Parishada Katha. By the sweet will of Gauranga, without any law, what should I say? I find that those two, Sarup Damodar and Gadadhar, they are now over the surface as Gaur Kishor and Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Sri Gauri Ichchai Dui Mahima Vikam Aprajita Parishada Katha. Prakat Hoyai Re Bhaje Krishna Gaura Devi Aprakasya Katha Yatha Tatha. I have seen it with my own eyes of service, divine. But this is not to be advertised, not to be given publicity to anywhere and everywhere. They would laugh at it. But my heartfelt experience is such. He has written in his poem, finishing in Chaitanya Prabhu. So Gadadhar Pandit was identified with Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and that was the vision of our Vajrayati Bhakti Siddhanta Prasad. Could see same thing. to consider Sikha Guru Parampara to be the most substantial thing. And in creating this Sahajiya Bada, making much of the outer cover, have deeper vision within and try to see things deeper outside also. Try to read in the environment deeper vibrations and within you also. Dive deep and you will find a prema, finest vibration which will take you, that news will carry to you and you will see that Advaita Krishna Murti. Kare jalmal se dekhi de pare jar aankhi nirama onni bhuta bhakti chakhu ya bishay dilte ta the prejudice, the our past experience that is caught in subtle form that has covered like dust our eye of soul, our inner vision is covered thickly with the dust. What is the dust? So many different conceptions of separate interest, eliminating the universal interest, has covered, prejudiced, that mental cover has been made of that prejudices of local, provincial interest. So we cannot see the reality outside. Visayadhurite, kamunasi paratattva paiyajagite. How he will be able to read the universal life, is engrossed, his mind is fully engrossed and covered with local interest of different types. How he can detect the universal interest, universal life? But who has fully eliminated their local interest of any type and eager to read only the universal life, they can see it clearly, and these things are superficial and non-existing. Arthesu abhigya sarat. What is the purpose of the movement of this world? Only one word. For itself. Reality is for itself. Not to satisfy so many, but to satisfy one reality. All the ways meant to satisfy that one. And if we can put ourselves in that level, we can reach the truth. Otherwise, we are all teachers. We are all teachers. We are far from the truth. When we cannot read that everything, all the ways carrying to the satisfaction of one, Swayam Bhagavan. We are laboring under deception. We are deceiving unit, not for myself, but for the one who also. Misreading. We are faulty of misreading and carrying that false knowledge to others. False unit. Everyone called Bodha Jiva, everyone more or less, of false unit, teacher. That is our position. We have to be relieved of such misreading, misrepresentation of our own self as well as the environment, and to be placed in a proper place, and then we can go there, we can find those places. Darshan. Darshan means to see. How to see? That is to learn. What to see? What is, how to read what is going on in me and the outside? Proper reading, and that is education proper. Proper reading one's own self and also the environment. That is my education for us. The education must be Vedic. The standard must be drawn outside this area of infinite Maya, misunderstanding. It must be extended from the perfect truth through Veda, revealed truth. And therefore we have to accept revealed truth and to bid goodbye to the knowledge of experience, certain scientific or all these things, nasty, which is harmed by the false experience, false data. But it belongs to me, belongs to him, belongs to them. This is all false calculation. We have to relieve, to be relieved, wholesale relief is necessary from this narrow conception. Not only to get relief from the mental constructions, but misreading of the external ways, but the positive line to learn to reach the wave, vibration of Goloka. Goloka, the most universal, fundamental vibrating plane, and to harmonize my own self with that, we may be led to Vrindavan. Or Navadvi, there we shall see. Hare Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur came for this. The Gadadhar Pandit, he knew of this half predominated might of the whole. Predominating mighty half. One half of the truth. Absolute truth, one half. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as he preached, inspired by Gadadhar Pandit and Mahaprabhu, that in his teachings also we find all the materials that are present in that heart of meditation. So the connection of both these great souls, or great guru, guides, has combined, connected with this tithi, a particular unit of time. And we, by showing our reverence to it, we can sow the seed of our highest beneficial crops. And by the grace of that great guru, Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, we have to give him to understand in this way, not the beneficial things, but the highest consideration. It is Raya Ramananda Sambhadu thanks how step by step, eliminating the cover after cover, Mahaprabhu is allowing us to enter the highest position. Ehovajjo, ehovajjo. This is also superficial, this is also superficial. Go deeper, deeper. Yes, here we can trust, begin to trust, go further. Yes, it is good, go further more. Yes, it is the highest place. Anything above that? You know, Ram Rao came with Gauranguli. Mahaprabhu stopped his mouth, no further. Here we stop. Go, we go. Om Shri Om Vishnu Padma 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 Om Shri Om V